Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I announced earlier this week that we were going to have back, when he would return to CSC Talk Radio, Mike Cutler, the retired INS special agent. We like to call him our super agent. And we're going to talk about the immigration chaos that's going on today in this nation. Mike, how are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We love having you. There's so much going on right now that, you know, it's, and I remember when I talk to you, every time you say it, all kind of funnels down to the same thing. And it does. This isn't a conservative or a liberal issue. This happens to be an issue of great, it's all about our nation, and we seem to be missing it, and we're playing all kinds of political games, and I see the chaos that's going on around the world. I'm concerned about what might happen here, and I thought, well, we just need to have you back on and talk about this a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, look, the 9/11 Commission, to which I provided testimony, and I think we're up to 16 congressional hearings where I've testified before both the House and Senate. And I've been called usually by the Republicans, but by the Democrats also. And I have to tell you, the Republicans did impress me during the George Bush administration, George W. Bush, because here we had a Republican president and Republican-controlled House of Representatives calling me to call out the president because they thought he was wrong. I mean, that's how the system is supposed to work.
Indeed.
And we've now descended into political hell where the Democrats who used to represent the average working Americans, you know, people say, why are you a Democrat? My dad will always be my biggest hero. He was a construction worker, tradesman, plumber. And the Democratic Party used to represent pretty much blue-collar America. The Republicans represented the business owners, that sort of thing. And I understood that both sets of needs are legitimate. Mm-hmm. I know that there's sometimes conflict. That's the way things work. But at the end of the day, it made sense to have parties represent those two components of our economy, of our country. And what's really happened since then, and by the way, just to make a quick analogy, I just got back from a speaking event in Palm Springs, California. And I said, you know, think back to the D-Day during the Second World War. Without the brilliant leadership of General Eisenhower and all of those amazing military leaders, D-Day would have failed. On the other hand, without the incredible valor and courage of men willing to lay down their lives on the beaches, D-Day would have failed as well. So this was shared credit. You needed the valiant grunts, if you will, and you needed the brilliant leadership. And it's the same thing in the corporate world. No matter how great your ideas, no matter how amazing your products are, if you don't have dedicated workers coming in every day and doing their best for the company won't succeed. But it takes that brilliant mind to create the concepts and to build those companies. And this should be a team effort. But today, unfortunately, there is no team. We are dealing with such a level of greed on levels that people probably don't even realize. I hope I make sense to you.
You do, absolutely. And before we get any farther, we've got a friend of yours that's on the line, Ed Hayes.
Sure.
Ed, how are you today?
How are you doing, Beth?
I'm doing good.
Ed, it's great to hear your voice.
My friend Mike.
he's awesome, isn't he?
Yeah. Mike and I have been working together on the same projects for years now. And Mike being a retired INS agent, and I'm a retired sheriff's deputy, and at least we got some law enforcement doing something.
Well, you're right, Ed. And, you know, that's what people are losing sight of. Our immigration laws and our borders fundamentally are our first and last line of defense against aliens whose presence would do harm to us. And if you look at the laws of exclusion, and this is Title 8, United States Code, Section 1182, and I'm not going to get into a law lecture, but I want everyone out there to understand that when I speak about this stuff, it's based on fact, not fantasy, not some wild idea that I cooked up last night. And it's about aliens with dangerous communicable diseases, aliens who are severely mentally ill and prone to violence or are sex offenders, convicted felons, fugitives from justice, spies, terrorists, war criminals. Those are the leading categories of aliens to be kept out of our country. Has nothing to do with race, nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with ethnicity. And then we get to aliens who would likely become a public charge, or if they worked, would displace American workers and or drive down the wages of Americans.
Yeah,
what is unfair or unreasonable about that?
Yeah. And we've been telling people this for myself over a decade. I know you've been at it longer than me probably, but
Only 43 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in
1971.
Yeah, in law enforcement, I was working it. I mean, we used to take illegals and call INS, and they didn't call them that then. But anyway, they'd come and get them. We'd get $7 a head. And my realization was that in the 70s, I picked up a bus or truckload of them. There was eight of them in there, and called INS, and they said, let them go. And that's when they started letting them go, around here anyway.
Well, but that's only a small tip of the iceberg, Ed.
See, oh, I know.
If you look at the 9/11 Commission report, their biggest worry was not the Mexican border, and it's not my biggest worry either, believe it or not.
Okay. I'm going to stop you guys because we have another caller. Can you hang on just a second?
Sure.
We have Steve from Illinois. Steve?
Well, yeah, thanks for letting me jump in real quick. You know, ISIS is in America. I would be surprised at this point if they don't have a command structure set up. How long before we have ISIS groups running around this country beheading Americans randomly?
Well, this is exactly my concern. You know, if you look at the 9/11 Commission report, what they warned about was the fact that we have aliens. In fact, the 19 terrorists who attacked us on 9/11, none of them ran the border. We admitted them. And we were warned that the visa process was dangerous because it didn't have integrity. I did my first congressional hearing May 20th, 1997, 4.5 years before 9/11. And that hearing was held because of the two terror attacks carried out in 93, first at the CIA by a guy by the name of Kansi from Pakistan who applied for political asylum, killed two CIA officers, wounded three others. A month later, the first attack at the Trade Center, Ramzi Youssef was granted political asylum. Another guy, Mahmoud Abu Alima, given agricultural amnesty, all of the Reagan amnesty and the agriculture provision concocted by that brilliant, whatever you want to call it, Chuck Schumer, goodness. And I'm saying that term sarcastically.
Not so.
We don't understand the problem. One sec. So the point that I'm making is we're admitting people and giving them lawful status and identity documents without an interview.
Insanity.
Okay. Go ahead, Steve.
You know, once this begins, and I have absolutely no doubt that it is going to begin, it's going to be our country's biggest nightmare to get it stopped. So
yes.
Anyway, I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you, Steve.
If I can jump in here, we've already had beheadings in America. We had the one in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
There was one right outside of Kansas City, Missouri. They found a guy in a field missing his hands and his head, and it took them quite a while to identify him. And this is their M.O.
Well, but here's the problem that we have. We keep hearing, and this is the nonsense being spewed by the politicians from both sides of the I mean, this administration has been flat out the worst on the immigration crisis, period. Let's give this guy his credit. He has made the biggest disaster out of what should be a fundamental set of laws and systems to protect us. But when you have politicians from both sides of the aisle saying that it makes sense to give people who violate our borders and violate our laws lawful status and identity documents, when we have a lawful system in place, we're spending over $3.3 billion per year to conduct inspection of arriving passengers and cargo at ports of entry. What's the point to the lawful system when you have a woman by the name of Loretta Lynch who wants to be the next Attorney General?
Hold on. We're going into a break. We're going to have to talk about that when we come back. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler, and we happen to have Ed Hayes. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here, Beth.
Okay, I'm going to let you have your piece, and then we're gonna open the lines up for others, too. Go ahead and finish what you wanted to say.
I just called in to say hi, and I want to bring everybody's attention to my website, voiacus.org, V as in Victor, O-I-A-C-U-S.org. Go to that website and see how many Americans have been killed by illegal aliens that should not have been here in the first place. And it's not just from our southern border. I'll sign off here. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Ed,
appreciate it.
Thanks so much for calling in. Good to hear you.
Hey, Mike, you take care.
Been a long time, man. Thank you. All right. You know, we were talking about the laws. We have watched in more than just this particular realm, this administration and several before it that have ignored the laws. They just act like they don't exist. And we can see the chaos that's going on. But then they make new ones, Mike. You know, they're constantly making new ones.
But
the chaos exists. And now I see great danger. You know, we had this big scare. We have this scare with the measles is back and this and that. Yep. And you can't help but wonder, okay, we're letting all these illegals are coming across the border. They don't have the same health care. They don't have the same rules regarding their health as we do here in this nation. And it's putting our own children in danger, and it's putting our own nation in danger. Now with the ISIS going on and all that, you know, we already know that we've had some attacks here within our borders. And how much more are we going to take?
Well, you know, here's the problem.
when you hear the politicians, they talk about reforming immigration. Think of what the word reform means. Make over, change. Mm. And if you listen to Alan Greenspan, Greenspan was the director of the Federal Reserve Bank, chairman of the Federal Reserve. And in 2009, he testified for Chuck Schumer. And you know, right now we're hearing so much about income equality. And everyone says, wow, how great is that? Well, they're not stopping to ask who is going to be made more equal with whom. And what they're talking about is not raising middle-class wages to narrow the gap between the middle class and the wealthy, but to lower, believe it or not, the wages of the middle class to bring them down closer to the poor. Greenspan referred to middle-class workers, skilled workers, and in the jargon of immigration, skilled workers are people with college education and usually even advanced degrees, computer programmers, scientists, engineers, the STEM professionals. And he referred to those professionals as the privileged elite who he claimed earned a wage premium because they were not being subjected to foreign competition. So think about that, calling middle-class workers the privileged elite, and he said that if we could only make Americans compete with foreign workers because the Americans are making far, far too much money. He said it before Congress, that we could greatly reduce income inequality between the middle class and the poor, between skilled workers and people with no education. And when you read this and you see this happening, you feel like your head's going to explode. For the sake of cheap labor, they're willing to give millions of people who snuck into the country, let's remember they're uninspected. That was the exact term we used as agents. An alien who evades the inspections process, oh, he's undocumented. Well, that's dangerous enough. We don't know who they are if they don't have identity documents. They're undocumented. But they are uninspected. We used to call them EWI. If I made an arrest and my boss walked by my desk, he said, hey, Mike, what you got? Who did you arrest? If I said he was an EWI, an EWI, that's all my boss needed to know. That meant that the person ran the border. So when we're told, well, they're uninspected, they've earned the right to citizenship, they've trespassed on America. And, you know, Chuck Schumer, just a few months ago, got before the TV cameras, hard to imagine, and he said that the reason we have people trespassing on New York landmarks, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, they skydived off the Trade Center, he said this is happening because the penalties aren't strict enough on trespassing. In New York, it's only 1 year felony. He said actually 1 year misdemeanor. It needs to be a 5 year felony, so you put these people in jail for years, they'll stop trespassing on those sites. Well, wait a minute. Schumer's willing to put someone in jail for 5 years for walking on the cable of the Brooklyn Bridge to take a photograph of the Statue of Liberty in the harbor or whatever? I mean, I understand that we don't want people doing that, but 5 years in jail? But when you trespass on America, Schumer says, oh, that person's earned the right to U.S. citizenship. Never mind that every year we give a million foreign nationals green cards and hundreds of thousands of people citizenship through the lawful process. So the politicians understand what they're doing, and what they're doing is taking the campaign contributions from the likes of Zuckerberg and Gates. Zuckerberg and Gates have pumped over $1.5 billion into pushing comprehensive reform because it would also triple the number of H-1B visas. Mm. But before you think it's only the Democrats, Ted Cruz wants a 500% increase in the number of H-1Bs. Last year, 65,000 aliens were admitted with those high-tech visas. Ted Cruz wants that number increased to 325,000. That's what Cruz 5, his amendment to last year's Senate immigration bill, S-744, was about. We are firing American workers. 3 months ago, Silicon Valley fired 18,000 highly skilled, highly experienced American programmers and replaced them with programmers from India. So understand the problem. Zuckerberg created something that he called the hackathon, where he personally, along with other CEOs from Silicon Valley, tutored and mentored young people to teach them how to do computer programming. And you would think, wow, that's fabulous. But the prerequisite was each and every one of them had to be an alien illegally present in the United States, and promised they would use their skill to bombard Congress and every elected politician across America with a pitch to enact comprehensive reform to allow in as many foreign workers as possible. Why not do this for American kids? Why not do this for returning GIs who've been severely injured defending America. Nope, you had to be an illegal alien, and then you got the warm embrace from Mr. Zuckerberg.
You know,
this is about as anti-American as it gets.
It's going across the internet now, too, that part of this immigration deal is they're going to give each one of these $25,000. Is there truth to that?
I have no idea, but I do know they're talking about the earned tax credit. So let's think about that for a moment. Increasingly, and you know, I was with the INS for 30 years, half my career with the Drug Task Force. I had a desk at the FBI and DEA and worked with foreign governments. Understand that increasingly, city, state, and federal law enforcement agencies are turning to asset forfeiture to seize ill-gotten proceeds, whether you're a drug dealer, a money launderer, you evaded taxes. The government comes along and vacuums up your house, your jewelry, and your bank accounts. Well, if you're working illegally, that's ill-gotten money. Why in the world are we not only allowing folks to take the money and send it out of the country, and every year foreign workers, legal and illegal, wire out of the United States somewhere between $125 and $200 billion? And when you look at the multiplier effect, that basically accounts for the increase in our national deficit every year. If we're willing and, in fact, make it a policy to seize ill-gotten assets when Americans have it, why in the world are we then providing financial assistance, in-state tuition, and all these other programs for people whose presence represents a violation of law?
It's crazy.
It's an upside-down world.
It is absolutely
by the way,
crazy.
Another thought.
Go ahead.
Another thought, real quickly. You know, you got one opportunity for first impression. People around the world, generally, their first laws that they encounter with the United States are the immigration laws. From day one, we have now taught the world a very important lesson. If you come to America, if you violate our borders, if you violate our laws, if you commit identity theft, if you commit tax fraud, the likelihood is that we will reward you, and our leaders, from Obama to Schumer to McCain to all these others, both sides of the aisle, want you here and are willing to give you citizenship and every possible incentive. So why in the world would anyone come here legally? You know, if you can get on a highway, like I drive to D.C. on the Jersey Turnpike, there's a cash lane and there's an easy pass lane. What would happen if they opened up a third lane that said free, no speed limit? What would it say about your intellect if you went to anything but the free lane at that point?
I just don't get it because, you know, you would think, as you were talking about these things, I was thinking, you know, if the nation was flourishing right now and everything was rosy and great and there was peace and all that, you could maybe see reaching out and trying to do something different. But that's not the case. And all they're going to do is make things worse. It almost seems like that's what they want to do. We're going into a break. I want to talk about this article that I have that you wrote. I really appreciate what you say about the First Amendment, and we're going to call some people to action. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm speaking with Mike Cutler. We're talking about immigration. What are you doing where you are? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, lost for 100 years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csetalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mike Cutler. Mike, I had a question, and I had a comment, and I'm going to have to wait because we've got callers. We've got Mike from Virginia.
We've got them lit up.
Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, Mike.
Not shabby. Snow all over the place, and it's supposed to snow some more, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but I applaud your guest there with his analogy of the free lane and the toll thing. That is exactly it right there. You know, I don't blame a lot of the Mexicans for coming over here seeking a better life. I don't blame them. But what I blame is government saying, okay, why work when they're going to give them free housing, free medical care, free this, free that, on and on and on, you know what I'm saying? And this is what this whole thing is for, is to bring the United States down to the level of these other countries like Mexico and all that, yeah, so that they can complete the American, you know, the North American Union, you know what I'm saying?
American dream is becoming a nightmare, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And the problem is the people are still asleep because they're so comfortable in their killed the cages with their big screen TVs and their SUVs and all this kind of garbage. You know what I mean? They're being lulled into sleep every day by the idiot box they sit there and stare at for 10 hours a day. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, and what's happening is eventually when the American Union or the North American Union is completed, they'll merge it, of course, with the European Union and the Asian Union. And then they'll officially announce the new world government, which we're basically in now. You know what I mean?
It's
you, know, you know what I'm saying?
It is. Yeah, what do you think, Mike?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, yeah.
The other mic.
Well, you know, understand, if you really want to look at what's really happening, is America is looking to Mexico as the role model, because the wealthy in America, as much money as they have, want even more. You know, they're in a feeding frenzy. I compare the one percenters with a malignant tumor, you know. Cancer has an insatiable appetite for nutrients. These people have an insatiable appetite for wealth, and they're willing to loot it from the American workers and the rest of the economy. The issue that we're facing.
Oh, yeah, but the thing, of course, as any shock frenzy, eventually they'll turn on themselves. You know what I mean?
Here's the point. I've been listening. Here's the thing. You know, cancer does real well right up until the point where it kills its host.
My concern
is if these people ultimately succeed in destroying America, they've sealed their own fate, but they're too greedy to understand exactly what they're doing because they're in that feeding frenzy. And really, we've got to go after our government. Today, campaign contributions are little more than legalized bribes. If a police officer stops you for speeding and you offer that cop a $50 bill, there's a good chance you're going to wind up in handcuffs. But if you can go to the mayor of that town and give him or her enough of a campaign contribution, I'm certain that you could get that speed limit raised.
Of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have a friend of mine.
There's other issues I'd love to get to today.
Okay. Hang on. Mike from Virginia, I'm going to let you go. I've got some other callers holding. We've got Jesse. Thank you. We have Jesse from South Dakota. Jesse, how are you today?
I'm doing all right.
What's on your mind?
Thanks for the call.
I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I just have one question because you're on the illegal immigration thing. Me and my grandfather got into a debate about this here over Valentine's weekend. And we got to talking about how somebody can cross the border, come over to America, take these jobs, work for whatever the employer wants to pay them. It doesn't even have to be minimum wage. They'll take these jobs for whatever the employer wants to pay them.
Okay.
But now my question is, I hear. Okay, go ahead.
Ask your question, Jesse. Ask your question.
You don't need to lay the background. I understand your point about illegal workers. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is, how can you be an illegal immigrant, meaning you're undocumented, and still be able to work in the country? Are you paid under the table? How does that work?
Well, there's different ways. And really, illegal immigration is the tip of the iceberg, and I really want to move the conversation away from that. The answer is all the above. If no one's enforcing the law, things are going to happen. You know, how do you get away with speeding? Well, if the cop that's supposed to be out there with a radar gun isn't, then you get the speed. Man's laws are not like nature's laws. Nature's laws are immutable. Man's laws depend on enforcement. Mm-hmm. And right now we're not enforcing the laws. That's how they get away with it. But I want to read two quick paragraphs. This comes from the 9/11 Commission staff report on terrorist travel. We've really got to move the conversation away from the Mexican border. This is a dangerous conversation. We need to secure the Mexican border. Let me be 100% clear. That border needs to be made secure. But I compare the Mexican border to the wing on an airplane. Without the wing, the airplane won't fly, but a wing by itself goes nowhere. So the 9/11 Commission staff report makes this statement. During the 1990s, Al-Qaeda was either directly or indirectly involved in a number of terrorist plots in the United States that partially or totally failed. A study of these plots and how those involved in them moved about clearly indicates that foreign terrorist operatives were being planted in the United States and that foreign terrorist operations were being planned against Americans here at home. The attempted operations were valuable to those carrying them out despite their lack of success. They gave Islamic terrorists critical operational experience in entering and embedding in the United States. Although there is evidence that some land and sea border entries without inspection occurred, these conspirators mainly subverted the legal entry system by entering at airports. In so doing, they relied on a wide variety of fraudulent documents, on aliases, and on government corruption. Because terrorist operations were not suicide missions in the early to mid-1990s, once in the United States, terrorists and their supporters tried to get legal immigration status that would permit them to remain here, primarily by committing serial or repeated immigration fraud, by claiming political asylum, and by marrying Americans. Many of these tactics would remain largely unchanged and undetected throughout the 1990s up to the 9/11 attack. Thus, abuse of the immigration system and a lack of interior immigration enforcement were unwittingly working together to support terrorist activities. It would remain largely unknown, since no agency of the U.S. government analyzed terrorist travel patterns until after 9/11. This lack of attention meant that critical opportunities to disrupt terrorist travel and therefore deadly terrorist operations were missed. Well, guess what? We are back to that point, because we're doing absolutely not only nothing, but going in the opposite direction by providing millions of illegal aliens with lawful status and identity documents without so much as a face-to-face interview and with no field investigations being conducted. Realize what this means, folks, that people who sneak into the country can claim to be anybody they want. They can lie about their country of citizenship. They can lie about their date of entry. And this administration has already provided more than 5.5 million such illegal aliens with identity documents since 2009. And this came out of a study done by my friend Jesse Vaughn at the Center for Immigration Studies. Congress was not even aware of these 5.5 million, and now we're being told about another 5 million.
Oh, no, don't tell me Congress.
19 terrorists did to us on 9/11.
Don't tell me Congress was clueless. We have another caller. We have Kay from Nebraska. Kay, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, and I'd like to thank Mr. Cutler for talking about if the laws are not enforced. That's definitely so, because the stealing of America's soul is happening. Mm. What is our soul? It's our life, our livelihood, and our property. And it's a shame what's happening. We need people dedicated to the soul of their country, and it's a shame. And thank you, Mr. Cutler, for saying what you're saying.
Thank
and
you.
I'll leave
thank
it
you
at
for the
that.
Phone call and your words of support.
Thank
you know,
you, we're, hold on.
We
we're
need,
going
we need to stand up as Americans.
We do, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's going to be our turn. We're going into a break. The calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. We've got to do something together, my friends. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money order, mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with our good friend Mike Cutler. We are coming together. We're doing whatever we can to bring America home. And by that, we mean back to common sense and standing up for what's right in this nation and ignoring the parties. I'm tired of the parties, Mike. They make me angry. I'm just
I was on the show the other day, and this host is, you know, very conservative, and he said, well, you know, he always likes to blame it on the Democrats, and I keep saying, no, it's both parties. I think he's finally come to agree with me, as have several other people, and he's, well, how do you look at the parties? And I said, well, going back to my days when I was assigned up to DEA as an immigration agent, we used to look at the Medellin and Cali drug cartels competing criminal enterprises fighting over turf. And that really is how I've come to regard the Republican and Democratic parties.
How does
that analogy work for you?
Absolutely. Well, you had in this article, you prefaced it. You started out with, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. I think, and then you go on in that and you explain a few things and you challenge the people to stand up and make their voices heard. And I feel that you're absolutely right in what you wrote in there. People are not doing that. They think, well, what good's my voice going to do? And da 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 da. But we have got to start making our voices heard. We've got to start lighting up those phone lines and let Congress, every one of them, Democrat, Republican, representatives, senators, every one of them, we've got to let them know what we think about this. And we need to be calling the shots.
We do. And, you know, I actually have an idea that maybe we ought to get to the point of no longer referring to elected representatives by their job title, but by their first name, to remind them who's the tail and who's the dog. How's that?
I think that's good.
You know, when I listened to, I believe it was Barbara Boxer, get all twisted because a member of the military called her ma'am, certainly hardly disrespectful. Well, I'm a senator.
You know,
I had cancer years ago, and the doctors insisted on introducing themselves by first name, and these people really were truly accomplished. All that these people have done in Washington and in city and state capitals is to get people to vote for them. Maybe they spent a lot of money. Maybe they shook a lot of hands. I don't know what in the world they did. But how do you compare that with people who've truly accomplished great things? And if I could have a cancer surgeon introduce himself to me by first name, it's time that Babs piped down. That's what I would have told her. By the way, you know, that article that I quoted from and you're talking about, if you go to Front Page Magazine, David Horowitz Freedom Center, my article is entitled Fighting the War on Terror with Immigration Sanity. I'm a columnist for David Horowitz. I have a bunch of articles there, but you can get that material, and please forward it to as many friends as you know. Also, I wrote an article for Californians for Population Stabilization. Their terrific website is CAPSWeb, C-A-P-S, CAPSWeb.org, and I write for other organizations. But the point about the CAPS article, it's entitled Effective Immigration Law Enforcement is Pro-Immigrant and Compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
We're being told that if we want our immigration laws enforced, somehow we're anti-immigrant. Go to CAPSWeb.org, read what I wrote, because the point that I made is that the same laws that tell us who to kick out and who to keep out also tell us who to let in. And we're letting in over a million lawful immigrants every year. We're naturalizing hundreds of thousands of new citizens every year under the laws that I not only support but enforced for the 30 years of my career. This is one of those lies being told by our opponents, the immigration anarchists, in an effort to intimidate us. And, you know, I had a little riddle in the thing, if you read it, and I said, why did the chicken cross the road? And further down, I explained that not all chickens have feathers and beaks. Some chickens cross the road to not have to confront their accusers and bullies. It's time we stood up to the people trying to bully us and stood our ground and said, no more. We're not going to put up with being pushed around. We are Americans, and we have every right under that First Amendment to make our point peacefully, but clearly, that we're not going anywhere, and this nonsense has to stop. What do you think of that?
You made a great point in that article. I did read it. And one of the points that I thought was really good was about not being confrontational. We have no problem getting up and defending and arguing our favorite sports team or athlete or other things, but we don't seem to know anything about what's going on in our nation and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the laws that we're supposed to be abiding by. With the immigration laws, you know, they want to make us feel like we just don't have a heart for these people, and it has nothing to do with not having a heart for these people, but it does have something to do with having a heart for our own people.
For our own. And by the way, the most likely victims of transnational criminals are the members of the ethnic immigrant communities. Again, not conjecture. I spent 30 years out there, and it's not just about Latin America. I spent years investigating and arresting aliens from every country on this planet, darn near. You know, whether we're talking about the Caribbean or Asia or Europe or the Middle East, it doesn't matter. People are people are people. The only point of distinction we make is between people who are citizens and people who are aliens. The term alien is Orwellian, the way it's now being twisted. The word alien simply means any person not a citizen or national of the United States. The only problem with that term, folks, is that it provides clarity to the discussion, and we need to have clarity. There is no insult. This isn't a term of insult or racism to say someone's an alien. It just means they're not a citizen. The problem is the other side has been very smart at manipulating the language to obfuscate the issue. So I'm going to give you clarity. The difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien is comparable to the difference between a house guest and a burglar. We all like company, but not when people climb through our bedroom window in the middle of the night. How does that work?
We like them invited, don't we?
Yes.
We like to know they're coming so we can bake a cake.
Absolutely. And folks, but really, democracy is not a spectator sport. If you're fired up listening to us, You know, the news media never says this. Oh, no. Congress is in recess, those lazy bums. Well, wait a minute. Where do you think they are if they're not in Washington? They're back in their home districts. This is your opportunity, folks,
go get them.
To make that phone call and arrange to meet with that elected representative so they can represent you.
Absolutely. Well, we're just about out of time. But I want to point out something that you had said earlier, and we kept going to phone calls. But this isn't just about people, and it is, but it's not just about people crossing the border. They're coming in here, and they get these visas, and they get approval, and then they stay. And now they're wanting to give everyone this blanket amnesty. They won't call it that, but that's basically...
Very dangerous.
But I think
My own website is Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, one word, michaelcutler.net. Please visit me there. You can read all my articles. And, you know, I've been doing public appearances around the country. That's a good way to reach me if you're interested in putting together an event wherever it is you are.
Absolutely. We're out of time. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank
you. It's the fastest hour of the day. I appreciate so much you encouraging us and keeping us informed. And we'll have you back on here again real soon. Folks, it doesn't matter what party you are. It doesn't matter what's going on. We have got to come together and bring America home. Are you frustrated with your current job, not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com. Samuel Adams once said, it doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men. Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
In the book Plundered, Dr. Michael Kaufman details how progressive ideology has taken over public education, the mainstream media, and America's political institutions. This mess didn't just happen. For the past 100 years, America has been progressing it way downward through ideology and policies contrary to our Christian constitutional foundation set in place by our founding fathers. We've been literally plundered. Before we can take the correct positive action, we must understand the truth of what is happening. I've purchased several of Dr. Kaufman's books, Plundered, so that I can share them with you. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Educating ourselves and those close to us is one of the main steps we must take to bring America home. Purchase the book Plundered today, $22, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. We must arm ourselves with the truth and stop the plunder.